The group Human Rights Watch began investigating the Lower Brule Sioux tribe about 2 years ago, following a number of tips and documents that came to light.
Initially, I was skeptical.
Arvind Ganeshan is with Human Rights Watch. He led the fact-finding effort.
As I started digging further and getting more information and starting to follow up on a lot of this stuff, I found there were a lot of issues out there.
Ganeshan says the Lower Brule tribal government closed its records in 2007 following criticism. He says the tribe now withholds all information from the public about government activities.
You cannot get information about the decisions government's making, what's happening with money, or anything else. And then what we found during that period is that millions of dollars, mostly in federal funds, had disappeared or been transferred for unexplained purposes.
Ganeshan says missing federal funds were earmarked for things like water projects, schools, and economic development. The report goes into the tribe's 2009 purchase of a Wall Street investment firm, WestRock. In this case, Ganeshan says tribal officials used a $22 million federal loan guarantee in the purchase of the floundering Wall Street firm and then sold that loan for $20 million in cash.
And that money has not been accounted for. There is some evidence from a New York court case that some of that money may have ended up in the pockets of tribal council members and their business associates or former tribal council members. But there's never been an explanation of this.
Ganeshan says in the case of WestRock, it's not only taxpayers that lost out. Some individual investors outside the tribe lost their entire life savings. The tribal chairman, Michael Jondreau, who is implicated in the report, refused to comment for this story. The tribal attorney and other tribal officials backing Jondreau have not returned calls requesting an interview. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.